T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So much wisdom on the text line, Lee. Like this one. Diving through 90 feet of raw sewage in complete darkness. You've just described being a liberal. Actually, no, technically I was, but that was good. That was really good. No, technically I was talking about what the Charleston Water Authority is dealing with from the wet wipes.
No, okay.
Yeah, they blocked the whole thing. And so they had to, almost. And so they had to send a dive team down 80 to 90 feet in raw sewage, complete darkness. And they had to go trip after trip to pull the wet wipes up. So, you know, I just asked, I don't know why that, I just fascinates me. I tried to scuba dive one time and I couldn't do it. I just, even going underwater made me claustrophobic. So hats off to anybody who's an industrial diver. I mean, I couldn't do that, but.
I thought you could flush those things.
No, that's the public service message there. They're saying you really can't, no matter what the company tells you.
Ah.
You can't. And if they don't get it out, it will back up.
Yeah, you don't
overflow.
Want that.
You don't want that.
No, no.
So anyway, so they had to make multiple trips down there, 80 to 90 feet of raw sewage, complete darkness. And they said the process for getting them, like even getting them back up, they start with a bleach, a complete bleach washdown.
Yeah.
When they do it. And so when I asked folks, like, what would you personally have to be paid to get the training for that and just do it? Like even one time. You know, and somebody says, you know, you said they were on staff, so they're probably just city employees making about $45,000 a year. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. Like you personally. I like this one. I got this one. Dive price, $500 million plus a rain dance from Elizabeth Warren in full Indian garb after she drank 8 ounces of fire water.
Okay. Oh, boy. I don't even where to go with that.
Yeah, I don't either. All right. So anyway, moving on to real news. You and I forecasted this. We said this is where this was going. You know how the bake the cake thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we've had liberals in some cases, well-meaning liberals, saying, you know, listen, why can't they just bake the cake? Just bake the cake. Come on. You know, put the little same-sex couple on top of it. Get over it. Right? And you and I said, as have a lot of other people, no. The left will not stop there.
No.
They will not. And they will eventually force you to celebrate things that violate your beliefs. Well, here we are. Right on cue. This delivered by the Minnesota, inappropriately named, Human Rights Commission. They don't mean rights for everybody, just some people.
Yeah.
Like those who agree with them. Okay. Listen to what they want this couple to do. These two people in Minnesota, Carl and Angel Larson, are filmmakers. They own Telescope Media Group, a video and film production company in St. Cloud. And they do your standard wedding, you know, photography and videography, all that, right? But they go a step further. And it's actually really cool what they do. Their primary purpose of their company is to tell stories that honor God about people's marriages. That's their mission statement. And so they don't just video your wedding or your anniversary. They put your story together on video, how you met, you know what I mean? Throughout the year. I mean, it's a love story. And they put it on a video. Yeah, and so that it could be preserved for all time. Really cool. What a neat idea, right? Well, that has obviously run them, they're Christians, see the problem here, run them afoul of the Minnesota Human Rights Commission, whose job it is to enforce the Minnesota Human Rights Act. According to state officials, the law requires the Larsons to make films celebrating same-sex love and marriage if they make films celebrating marriage between one man and a woman. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not just talking about videoing a wedding here, okay? We're talking about telling a story.
Yeah.
This is forced speech.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it is just a couple of skips of the stone across the pond, or the sewage holding facility, if you will, between that and forcing people to write good things about lifestyles that they biblically disagree with, love the sin, hate, you know, love the sin or hate the sin.
Yeah.
And it's not too much further down the road to force you to take part and celebrate yourself. Yeah. This is exactly where we said this was going, Lee.
Yeah.
Starts with a cake. Before you know it.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you are manufacturing propaganda.
Well, and
for the left.
I see this with climate change and many other issues that, you know, if you disagree or have a different point of view, you will not be allowed to express that point of view. And at some point will be forced to publicly endorse a certain point of view. I mean, that's really, and I'm very disappointed in liberals, because liberals used to be the ones that worried about free speech.
I know.
And now it's the right. And I just think it's, of course, then the liberals will turn around and say, well, it's because all you're doing is hate speech. No, that's not what's going on here.
We're talking about forced speech. We're not talking about shutting somebody up.
Yeah.
We're talking about forcing them to speak. So this is the next step beyond the cake. Now, they say they have had gay employees. They have produced videos for gay customers. Yeah. They've done everything from videoing people's, you know, businesses to put it on social media, is it advertising. I mean, they've done all of that. They don't turn anyone away for the sexual, you know, identity at all.
Yeah.
They just say, we're not going to celebrate your story because that goes against our religious beliefs. It would be a sin. Okay. Listen to how this is being portrayed. This is very interesting what the left is doing here. It's fascinating, actually. The first clip on here is a guy from the Minnesota Human Rights Commission explaining what's wrong with these. I mean, Lee, if you don't do the video, do you realize they could go to jail for 90 days? I mean, this is crazy. All right, listen to this. This is them explaining why this couple needs to be sent to jail until they get it, that they have to make the love story.
The state's position in this case is that conduct matters. And that when you are selling goods and services, you should sell goods and services to all people in the state of Minnesota.
See how they twisted that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the lunch counter argument.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about turning anyone away from the lunch counter.
No.
They want a sandwich? We serve you.
Yes.
Everybody is welcome. But don't expect me to come home with you and celebrate your lifestyle through forced speech. That is a totally different thing. Okay. Now, listen, the attorney in this case makes a fascinating argument. Take a listen. This is how he rebuts this. You know, if you're going to sell something to some citizens in Minnesota, you got to sell it to them all.
So, Jeremy, how do you take on that argument in court?
This is their lawyer.
Sure. This isn't the sale of goods and services. This is the creation of speech. Yeah, what Minnesota says they have the power to do is threaten Carl and Angel with steep fines and up to 90 days in jail to force them to express messages through their films that violate their deepest convictions. The government doesn't have that kind of power. The First Amendment doesn't allow it to have that kind of power. If it did, it could force a atheist marketer to create a billboard campaign for a church promoting belief in God. It's simply a power we don't allow the government to have, and for good reason. Because it's a right to be free from compelled speech is a right that we all benefit from.
Yeah, and we are talking about significant fines and actual jail time if you violated this.
We're witnessing the death of the First Amendment.
Yeah, we are. In front of our face.
This is the death throes of the First Amendment, and it's coming from the left. The political side that used to be on the side of the First Amendment.
And listen, if you're an atheist billboard owner, I don't want to force you to advertise my church. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hire a lawyer to do that. I'd rather we all have First Amendment rights. I'll go find another darn billboard. I mean, somebody will sell me one.
It's not like that there's no opportunity for that service to be provided.
Right. Like you'll have to go without or something.
Well, honestly, Tara, I do not know this because I don't know the case. But honestly, this sounds to me like another case of somebody is once again trying to make an example of these people because they disagree with their political beliefs or their religious beliefs.
Oh, and the significance of this, by the way, this one, they're thinking, is the one, it's one of the test cases, one of just a small handful of test cases pending that will hit the Supreme Court for the final, for the ruling on this. Because, you know, they already ruled on the cake, but what they ruled was, this is a bad example. He doesn't have to make the cake. We're looking for a better test case. Can you imagine if Hillary had won?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. It's terrifying.
Well, and honestly, this will be a real test.
Yes, it will.
But not for the conservative judges, what we consider to be the conservative judges, but for the liberal judges. Because if you get a Sotomayor or a Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg or a Kagan going along with this decision, which clearly goes against people's First Amendment rights for freedom of religion and freedom of speech, clearly goes against their rights, then we've got serious problems in this country, and particularly on the left.
What the left needs to understand is they're next.
Yes.
They are next. If they can force us to do and say stuff, the left will turn on you so fast and do it to you too once they have that power. Maybe a small disagreement. Like, for instance, like the county Democrat Party county chairman who was fired for tweeting that he stands for the flag and kneels for the cross. You think they won't do this to you? 5 minutes after they shut us up, they're coming for you because we aren't going to be able to stand in their way. That's how it's going to go. Why can't people see this, Lee? I don't know either.
None so blind as those who will not see.
Oh, well. That was deep. That was like 90 feet of sewage deep. Gonna jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to speak with Joe in Greenville. Hey, Joe.
Hey. The commission is looking at this in the wrong way. Rather than looking at it as trying to force the straight religious couple into doing, you know, what they don't want to do, they should look at it in a capitalistic view and say, here, homosexual community, if there's a demand for this, you guys go out and create it. You can have plenty of, you know, business then, and you can make the money off from it versus these other couples that we're trying to force to do it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's exactly how the market works, Joe. And everybody knows that. I mean, to act like this couple who does a beautiful job creating, they video love stories is what they do. This is a step beyond having your wedding videoed. It's like a commemorative historical video of your love story beginning to end. You mean you can tell me you can't find anybody else to do that? Nope, they must be forced to speak well of our love story. Yeah, this is exactly the kind of case the left loves. Because, boy, if you can force somebody to make a video glorifying a homosexual couple, when the person making the video finds that abhorrent to their religious beliefs. Again, these are not people who dislike gay people at all. They've had gay employees. They have done plenty of video for gay-owned businesses. They just won't do this because it's forced speech. They want to force them. That's why. You can force somebody to do that. It is a hop, skip, and a jump to forcing them to march with Antifa, forcing them to campaign for, you know, whatever the latest thing is this month that the left thinks we should do. So whatever crazy thing they think we should do. Joseph in Greenville. Good morning, Joe. Got two Joes on the line in one segment. That's pretty cool. Hey, Joe.
You're very lucky.
I am.
What would happen if I went to Minnesota and demanded a Muslim restaurant or a Muslim shop serve me bacon or pork?
Well, see, you would only do that is if you were Islamophobic, Joe, and you would be roundly condemned. You would be booted out of the shop. Nobody would care about your lawsuit. They'd throw it out, and you would be shamed as you should be.
Well, I guess those freedom to serve people, it doesn't apply to certain groups. Then, are you saying that?
Yeah. Welcome to the dual justice system.
Wow, I would never have guessed. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Yeah, no, go ahead and go. Why don't you move to Minnesota, try it, call us back, Joseph. Tell me how it works out for you.
Will do.
If you survive the attempt.
All right.
Okay, yeah, be careful. Be careful out there. Speaking of dual justice, I may be the only person in America who cares about this, but I can't let it go. You ever had something stick in your craw and you can't let it go? I can't let this go. Did you see what just happened with the FBI? Lying to the FBI, which, by the way, to lie to the FBI is a crime, which is absurd, given the way that law is being used. The Justice Department has just decided that the senior FBI official who broke multiple laws, but then they're the FBI, that's what they do. The senior FBI official who broke multiple laws, including lying to the FBI about receiving free gifts from free prohibited gifts, which were also against the law, from a member of the media. No prosecution. Okay. Do you remember Michael Flynn, Trump associate? You know, the one who lost his house, is personally bankrupt, financially bankrupt. Yeah, all that stuff. Because he lied to the FBI, or at least they said he did. And they prosecuted him for it. You know Flynn. Yeah, well, apparently the Department of Injustice under Jeff Sessions will is finally prosecuting Mike Flynn and George Papadopoulos for lying to the FBI, but they will not prosecute senior FBI officials who lied to the FBI. You cannot make this up. Okay, so here's what happened. In June, Inspector General Michael Horowitz, Department of Injustice, released his review of the FBI and DOJ actions. And it turns out that FBI employees were receiving bribes. Tickets to sporting events, golf outings, drinks and meals, admittance to high-profile non-public social events that they otherwise couldn't afford to attend in exchange for leaks. Oh, by the way, which are also illegal. So we got like three laws broken here, bare minimum, right? So what are they? Well, they're FBI. They lie about it. And this person, we don't know who it is, but this particular person was a high-ranking FBI official who lied. No prosecution. Just announced it's not going to be a prosecution. Oh, and guess what? They let him retire. They didn't even bust him down to human resources. They let him retire. I think it's safe to assume the lying FBI official will join Lois Lerner, the liar from the IRS, and all the other liars at the FBI in collecting his big fat pension at your expense. But don't you lie to the FBI, man. They will take you down. They will bankrupt. By the way, is it not the media that tells us every day, look, there is something there with Mueller? It's justified. I mean, look, they got Flynn, they got Papadopoulos. You're for lying to the FBI. A crime the FBI apparently commits every day and no one cares. Folks, it's dual justice. It's dual justice. But if if the left gets its way, you're not going to be able to talk about it anymore, right? At the rate we're going here. So, Horseface is trending on Twitter. Horseface. You're like, what? Just Google it. Okay. President Trump accomplishing record-breaking first. I mean, this week. I mean, it's got to be the first time a prostitute has ever had to pay a politician. Usually works the other way around. Google Horseface. You'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm moving on from that. I'm done with it. No, but this news... I mean, I thought I could not be more stunned with a good news stack. And here I am with an even more stunning good news stack than any good news stack I've done before. Okay, this is just from the last couple of days, all right? Listen to this. I mean, and you have a pick. You really can take your pick going into this election, okay? I mean, jobs or mobs? Republicans and jobs, Democrats and mobs. I mean, it's literally that stark. That's why the results of this election are going to be fascinating. Oh, another first. Okay, not only... this week, was a prostitute is now paying a politician, our president, Donald Trump. This has got to be another first. The president underestimated the jobs openings. The record jobs opening. Do you remember how Obama used to do that? They'd put out these bogus numbers and then quietly retract them 3 months later. Yeah. Another first, the president underestimated the record-breaking job openings numbers. Okay, so let me whip through this. Highest ever. Job openings rise to the highest level ever on record since the Bureau of Labor Statistics has begun keeping records of that, which, by the way, was the year 2000, so 18 years, right? 7.1 million job openings in August, the most recently available month. Dang. Oh, no, but we're just getting started. That comes on the heels. Do you remember this? September 6th, 2018. So, I mean, we got record job openings, job availability, right? That comes on the heels of this. Remember this? U.S. weekly jobless claims dropped to near 49-year low. So jobless claims is, you know, you've lost your job, right? And fired, they laid you off, whatever. So record low in people losing their jobs, record high in jobs available. No wonder nobody's losing their job. Then this. Headline, U.S. wins title of world's most competitive economy for first time in a decade. Remember Davos, by the way, how they mocked Trump? Remember he crashed the party at Davos? He wasn't even invited. He just showed up. It was awesome. I mean, they knew where he was coming, but he wasn't invited. They let his jet land and everything. And how they gave all those interviews mocking him coming, but then when he came, it was like they were seeing a rock star. This is so sweet. Davos just declared that America is great again. But then you knew that, right? This is news to them, though. The World Economic Forum, which hosts the annual conference of global elites in Switzerland, said on Tuesday that the United States is the most competitive economy in the world. Where they bet? Everybody else figured this out like 6 months ago. Anyway, the U.S. has not held the number one spot since 2008, when the aftermath of the financial crisis and bungled recovery efforts left the U.S. economy limping. It ranks first, talking about the U.S., it ranks first overall in the world in three of our 12 pillars: business dynamism, labor markets, and the financial system. Labor markets, folks. But do you remember what life was like under Obama? When the media was telling us the new normal was going to be cobbling together two part-time jobs with no health insurance? Expect it, live it, appreciate it. We're all in this together. Oh, did you say, they didn't even tell you this. Okay, with the news about the record-breaking 7.136 million job openings is this. And I am not surprised the media did not put this in a headline, because it's even bigger news. Did you see this? Year over year, average wage gains are sitting at 3.3%. Whoa. Longtime listeners remember me freaking out over the wage curve finally bending up, because it never went any other direction but down or steady. For more than three decades, all U.S. economic policy was elevating Wall Street and diminishing Main Street. Wall Street was profiting. Remember how Wall Street gained and gained and gained while you got poor and poor? Yeah, they did that by suppressing wages rather than conducting actual capitalism. I mean, they were conducting capitalism too, but that's how they made a lot of those gains. As a result, the middle America blue-collar workers have not had wage gains. Listen to this. 30 years. Middle America blue-collar workers have not had wage gains keeping up with inflation. You ready for this? For over 30 years. 30 years. Then came the era of Trump. Wow. Source on this, what I'm reading from, Conservative Treehouse. Oh, that's just a conservative blog, Terry. That's just, okay, here you go, NPR. It is true that wages for low-wage workers have declined. They fell 5% from 1979 to 2013. Stunning! The hourly wages of high-wage workers rose 41% over that period. Low-wage workers were robbed, stolen from. Trump's fixing it. And capitalism's fixing it. Trump's just getting the government out of the way. Now, put this all together. Is it any mystery that I read the shocking line that I thought never in my lifetime I ever would read this week? Republican candidate in swing district leading with millennial voters under the age of 30. Which ones, again? The blue-collar ones. Which in the swing districts that I read it, you know, read to you from, they make up the majority. This is why you have the stunning statistic of millennial voters under the age of 30 who have always voted. The blue-collar folks, the white-collar folks under 30 have always voted the same. Not anymore. Blue-collars voting Republican this time. The polls are to be believed. This is why. Man, you don't get a substantive wage hike adjusted for inflation in 30 years. Oh, by the way, the inflation part, listen to this. Additionally, wages are increasing faster than inflation, which specifically relates back to what the Fed just did. Oh, we're afraid of, that's the ticket. We're afraid of inflation. So we're going to have to do another rate hike to crush the real estate industry. I mean, cause another real estate crash. I mean, destroy Trump's economy. Why? Wages are increasing faster than inflation. Why the rate hikes? At least why that fast, anyway? Destroy the economy. Anything to stop this and get their little greedy hands back on power. All right, enough of that. Anyway, but yes, just so much good news. I mean, these aren't just economic records. These are life-changing events for people who literally had no hope 24 months ago. Inject a little capitalism in the system, works every time it's tried. Okay. Second one of these headlines I've seen in 2 days. I don't know if it means anything. This one's from NBC at the midterms. Uncertainty over a blue wave. NBC News finds Democratic and GOP voter registration at same level as past election cycles. That's curious. I thought there was going to be a surge, a wave. I mean, it was just unprecedented. It was massive. Not same as any other election cycle. In fact, they go on to say, at this point, we really can't predict what will happen. Which, you know what? I suspect that's the truth. Could go either way at this point. Depends on turnout. There's not really anything special going on out there. At least it wouldn't surprise me anyway. Anyway, I'm not forecasting anything. I'm not a prognosticator. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. You've got NBC News backing off this thing right after you've had, where was it? Oh, where does it go? Where's the one from? I had it right here. I hate when this happens. I hear this happen to Rush, too. I know exactly. Oh, here it is. Yeah, right after this yesterday. Remember this? ABC News, Washington Post poll. These are probably like about the most skewed polling you could possibly conceive of, right? You know, they've been telling us, generic congressional ballot, Democrats are winning by 6 to 8 points, right? Now, well, what about the swing districts, though? You know the ones you got to win if you want to take over Congress? Those districts. Oh, those? Yeah, they're at Republican plus one. They're not at Democrats plus 6 to 8? No, that's overall. So, I mean, the 66 districts they have to win are at Republican plus one? Trending? Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. Blue wave. You know what that tells me, Republican plus one? If we pull this off and hold on to the House, we're going to pull it off by the skin of our teeth. That's what this tells me. That would be my guess at this point. Texter says, did you say horse face? No, I said horse face. All right. Texter writes, Tara, is the hashtag blue wave the blue collar wave? I don't know. But if we hold the House, and I think we'll hold the Senate at this point, barring some major snafu. You just go Senate district by Senate district. I just don't see how they're going to gain in the Senate. In fact, I don't see how we don't gain in the Senate. Especially not after Claire McCaskill was caught on video along with her staff saying, yeah, we totally lie to these idiot Republican voters. She's a Democrat. Yeah, we totally lie to them. Yeah, we take Planned Parenthood money and we hide it. Probably violating the law in the process. But yeah, we're never prosecuted for that. Oh, yeah, and we're totally going to ban high-capacity rifles. Yeah, we're going to do that too. These idiots from the NRA think we're serious about gun rights. Isn't that funny? They got it on video. Yep, James O'Keefe, great American. Thank you for saving the Republic, James. Texter writes, all forecast, we're going to win bigly. The lying liars have now got to come down off their high horse because they know they're wrong. It's called CYA. No, listen, but no, that's not the message. See, I have to be careful because I'm broadcasting in North Carolina. No, no, no. I see R plus one. Folks, that is in the margin of error right there. It could be D plus two. No. What this means, what I'm telling you is there's not a wave so massive that you might as well just hunker down and wait for the end of the Bill of Rights, on your couch in a dark room. We got a chance to win this thing. It's going to come down to the wire. You got to get out. They want you to just cross this off your schedule and give up. In fact, they're counting on it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this has to be the first time a man got a refund from a hooker. I know, it's historic. There's just so many things Trump is doing that are just unprecedented. Oh, God, I'm sorry. You have to, folks, you have to laugh. You sometimes do. Oh, speaking of, did you see what Facebook did? Yeah, now they're going after disabled veterans. They're great people over there at Facebook. Yeah, you're going to love them until they completely yank your Facebook page for no apparent reason, which is exactly what has just happened again. Did you see this? Yep, disabled Iraq veteran apparently got a little too uppity with his conservative views and Facebook did him in. You surprised? Take a listen. This is Fox News coverage really fast. Listen to what Facebook said. Wait, hold on. Here we go.
Corps veteran and triple amputee Brian Colfage said,
oh, I forgot triple amputee. Way to go, Facebook.
As he's prepared to take Facebook to court if his social media pages aren't restored. Colfage claims Facebook shut down a page for his right-wing news website along with his business page, Military Grade Coffee. His pages were just two of the nearly 560 pages and 251 accounts deleted by Facebook over what the company calls coordinated inauthentic behavior.
Coordinated inauthentic behavior. Oh, I got to tell you that one. You could use that to describe an Antifa beating, couldn't you? Coordinated inauthentic behavior. Inauthentic. What was inauthentic? The part where he lost the limbs fighting for our country or the part where he thought he'd come back and have free speech?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.